வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 14th of April, 1975, in Hyderabad, India.
Shakti, Shaktiman.
The Supreme Lord is Shaktiman.
It's like the sun and the sun sign and the sun god. In practically they are one. From the sun god, there is the abode of the sun god is the sun globe, and the signing of the sun globe is also sun sign. So, in one sense they are one, in other sense they are different. It's like the sun sign is reaching here, it does not mean the sun globe is reaching here. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat abhakta murtina. I am spread. So sarvam khalu idam brahma, everything is Krishna. But at the same time, if you commit mistake, the same way, because the sun sign is here, therefore sun is here. That is mistake. This is Vishishta Advaita. They are all one, Advaigan, and still they are different. Advaita, Vishishta. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sabgat vadanti tat tat vidas tatyam jajgyanam advayam. Advayam means advaita, no difference, the same thing, but vishishta. This is Brahma, this is Parma, vishishta advaita, but vishishta, a specific reference. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan, they are one. But still you cannot say Brahma is Bhagavan. The same example. The sun sign and the sun glow, they are one. Unless there is appearance of the sun globe, some planet, you cannot have sun sign. So, in that sense they are one. But still, if you take sun sign as the sun glow, that is not correct. Yes, they are all one. Yes. But still there is specific differences. That is called Vishishta. One with specific difference. And the Mayavadi philosophers, they say, no, there is no specific difference. This is Maya. But we Vaishnava, we don't say that sun sign is sun sign, sun globe is sun globe, and sun god is sun god. But taken together, there are one. Diversity in unity. That is Vishishta Advaita. Actually, all the Vaishnava acharyas, Madhva acharya, Ramanuja acharya, Nimbarka and Vishnu Swami, there is no difference of opinion, but they have explained the absolute truth more vividly in their own angular vision. Otherwise, there is no difference. They never say that God and the living being are one. They will never say that. That is not Vaishnava philosophy. That is Mayavada philosophy. So, the propounder of Mayavada philosophy is Shankaracharya, and other Vaishnava acharyas, Madhva acharya, Ramanucharya, Nimbarka, Vishnu Swami.
Practically, they are all one opinion. There is no... They differ from Sankara. And if we study philosophy intelligently, then we can understand that living being, jiva, how he can become one with the Supreme. Then why he has become jiva? Jiva is eternal. In the Bhagavad Gita it is stated, mamai vāṅsa jiva bhūta, jiva loke sanātana. Sanātana. Sanātana means eternal. He is fragmental parts of the Supreme. Not that by maya he is thinking fragmental parts, but actually he is one. That is mayavad philosophy. But Krishna does not say that. Krishna says, sanātana. He is fragmental parts. Sanātana, eternal. Besides that, it is clearly explained in the Bhagavad Gita that the spirit cannot be cut into pieces. Acchedayam, adajayam. So how it becomes a small fragment? Acchedayam. You cannot cut into pieces spirit. And it is further explained that these fragmental parts eternally, from the very beginning. Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, my dear Arjuna, you, me, and all these soldiers and kings who have assembled there, they existed like this in the past. They are existing in the same way, and they will continue to exist like that. There is no question of becoming one. Past, present, future. Always we are distinct. So how they can be one? Sanatana. We are part and parcel. Sanatana. Eternal. But in quality, we are one. In quality, we are one. Krishna is eternal, we are eternal. Krishna is spirit, we are spirit. Krishna is also person, we are also person. In this way, we are one. But he is the great and we are servants. This is actual. And if we claim that after being freed from maya, we shall become one with the Supreme, that is called mayavad. Eternally, we are separate. Daityavad, that is Madhvacharya's philosophy, Daityavad. So if we consider very cool-headed, then Vaishnava philosophy is the best, not this mayavad philosophy. Krishna is not under karma. That is difference. That is difference between me and Krishna. We are... Yes. Now he is not under karma. He is not under karma. Yes, we are. That is the difference. Yes. That I am pointing out. That is the difference between Krishna and ourselves. We are bound up by the laws and regulation of karma. But Krishna is not like that. Yeah, that is the difference. Namaṁ karmāni limpanti, namē karma phalestriha. He is not bound up by the karma. But we take sometimes mistake that Krishna is like us. Abhajānanti māgamūrha, mānasintanumās. They are murhas. They do not know it. What is Krishna? They think Krishna is a human being like us. That is murha. Therefore, they do not surrender to Krishna. Namāng duṣkitinam murha prapadyante narādhava. So they remain narādhava. They do not make any progress. Who has interpreted? What is that? Yeah, that we accept also. We say Maya, but one can be free from Maya. Māmeva ja prapadyante, māyā metāṁ taranti. If you surrender to Krishna, then one is not captivated by māyā. Māyā is there. Just like police is there. If you are not a criminal, then police has nothing to do with it. Police may be there. But even if you are a criminal, then police will arrest you. Similarly, māyā is acting as police force of Krishna. But as soon as you become criminal, forget Krishna as your master, then the police Maya will capture you. That is business. Krishna bhuliya jeevi bhogavancha kare, pasete maya tare japotiya dhore. As soon as you try to become independent of Krishna, immediately Maya captures. That is the beginning of Maya. And again, when you surrender, māmeva ja prapadyante, māyā metāṁ taranti, no more Maya. So, to become free from Maya is very easy, provided one understands Krishna. And as soon as he understands Krishna, he understands his duty, that my duty is to serve Krishna, that is called bhakti. Immediately, he becomes free from all the contamination of Maya. Sagunan samatitta etana brahma bhuyayakalpa. Who? Mancha bhavicharini bhakti yogena sevat. If you employ yourself immediately in loving service of Krishna, Krishna also said, Maya me tang tarante. So all the devotees, they are not under Maya. They are already in liberated stage. Therefore, a devotee does not want liberation, because he is already liberated. Why he will aspire about liberation? That is explained by Billamangal Thakur. Mukti mukulita anjali sevate asma. Mukti is standing before me with folded hand. What can I do for you? Why the devotees will aspire a mukti? Mukti is ready to serve him as maidservant. This is the position of devotee. Mukti mukulita anjali seva. This is a great authority, Billamangal Thakur. Prapatti is the beginning of bhakti. Prapatti is the beginning of bhakti. Unless you are accepting the principle of purpose, surrender, māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ bhaja, there is no question of bhakti. Bhakti is the process of surrender fully. There is no difference. There is no difference. Narayan is Krishna. Krishna is Narayan. And Om Namo is addressing him. O Narayan, please engage me in your service. Hare Krishna is also addressing Hare, Hara, the potency of Krishna. Oh, the potency or energy of Krishna. O Krishna, please engage me in your service. This is Hare Krishna. Same meaning. There is no difference. The real business is that Krishna is asking to surrender. That is Krishna's mission. And if he voluntarily surrenders, then Krishna becomes very pleased. So this is surrender. O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, kindly engage me again in your service. This is Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna means, O Hara, O Krishna, because Krishna is there, Krishna's energy is there. Krishna is not alone. Rasa Shakti Vividaiva Srihate. So, Krishna's one energy is this material energy, Momo Maya. This Maya is also Krishna's energy. It is not different from Krishna. Shakti, Shakti Mato Abheda. There is no difference between fire and heat. Heat is also fire. Similarly, Krishna and Krishna's energy, they are one. At the same time, different. This is called Achinta Bhedaved Tattva, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Simultaneously one and different. So, we are praying to Krishna and Krishna's energy. If we pray to Krishna's energy, she is Krishna's energy, she will understand. Now, he is now correct. So she gives facilities. She gives facilities. Yes, now you can serve Krishna. I give you freedom. You are no more under my clutches. Mayami tang sananti. Immediately you surrender to Krishna, you are immediately liberated. We haven't got to search out liberation separately. Immediately surrender to Krishna, immediately you are liberated. Immediately. Simultaneous. Mahatmanasamang Pratha Dvaibi Prakriti Masi. At that time Maya takes another feature that is called Yoga Maya. The same Maya, just as the same government laws acting in the prison house differently and acting in the university differently. But the potency is the same. If we take protection of the civil laws, then we are happy. And if we take protection of the criminal laws, then we are unhappy. So, Krishna consciousness movement is that you have to take shelter of one of the potencies of Krishna. Better take the shelter of spiritual potency. Then you become free. You cannot be free. That is not possible. Just like you cannot defy the government laws. That is not possible. If you defy civil laws, then you become subjected to the criminal law. You cannot say that I defy government. That is not possible. Similarly, you cannot defy Krishna and Krishna's potencies. Better you take shelter of Krishna's spiritual potency and be happy. Mahatmanasamang Pratha Dvaibi Prakriti Masi. That is Mahatma. Who takes shelter of the spiritual potency of Krishna. And what is the sign? Bhajanti Ananya Manasu. That is Mahatma. He has no other business than to serve Krishna 24 hours. Then he is immediately mukta. There is no difficulty. So any other question? That's all right. If there is sense that Lord Shiva is Krishna's part and parcel, then it is all right. But if he thinks Lord Shiva is separate authority, then it is mistake. Krishna said, what is that slow? Verse, it is saying, Jidathamang Prabhupada. There is I, Krishna. If you understand this demigod, it's like this finger. If you understand this finger belongs to Swamiji, then you are correct. And if you think that this finger is separate power, that is incorrect. This finger is powerful so long attached to the body. And if you cut the finger from the body, it has no power. Similarly, the demigods, if you accept that they are different part and parcel of Krishna, there must be a relationship with Krishna, then it is correct. Just like it is said, Surya, Surya Upasana, that, or Durga Upasana, these are different Upasana, Surya Pancha Upasana, Durga Upasana, Surya Upasana, Ganesha Upasana, and Vishnu Upasana, then Pancha Upasana.